The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolien. How are you?
Well, a lot less shaken than I was earlier today, and Kathy is correct. I'm coming to you live from my shelter in Modi Inn, where earlier today residents of Modi Inn had to run for shelter as two rockets were fired towards us and, thank goodness, intercepted by the Iron Dome. Let's take a look at the events of the day, how everything has unfolded. So we have had a day of literally non-stop rocket fire from Gaza following the targeted assassination of Palestinian Islamic Jihad commander Baha Abu al-Atta earlier today. Now, this has been planned over the last 10 days or so, and Naftali Bennett, who has just taken over the portfolio of defense minister, has declared a state of emergency over the next 48 hours within a 80-kilometer radius of the Gaza Strip. And he has said that special security measures will remain in place within these communities. And just moments ago, fresh sirens coming in from the community of Netiv HaAsara, which is very, very close to the border with Gaza. Israeli paramedics Magen David Adom Hatzolah are on standby, as well as firefighters. They have had to put out several fires around Sderot, one of them being in a warehouse which sustained a direct hit from a rocket. Many people have been treated for shock and for minor injuries, but eight-year-old girl from Holon is in a serious condition after suffering such a bad anxiety attack. She lost consciousness. Sorry, I just heard like a drone of a vehicle outside. My heart nearly stopped. In addition to that, the IDF has confirmed that we have struck over 70 targets within the Gaza Strip, including tunnels, including naval facilities, including weapon storage facilities. I just want to remind listeners that we view this as a double war crime, because not only are the attacks on Israel civilians placing Israel civilians in jeopardy, but also it brings on retaliation from Israel, which places Gaza civilians in tremendous pressure, as well as the propensity of these terror groups to fire from within civilian infrastructure. Earlier today, we heard from the European Union, who have condemned the use of or the firing of rockets. We also heard from our ambassador to the United Nations, Danny Danone, appealing for the Security Council to please condemn these rocket attacks, which now place nearly 9 million Israelis under fire. Sirens have been heard from as far as Tel Aviv, Modi Inn, Holon, Rishon LeZion, Ashdod, Ashkelon, and the Gaza periphery. So it has been an extremely, extremely stressful day. Prime Minister Netanyahu and IDF Chief of Staff Aviv Kochavi, addressing the nation earlier today, spoke about the fact that Abu al-Atta was a ticking time bomb. He was responsible for the planning and execution of many terror attacks, including ongoing rocket attacks and incendiary device attacks. And Aviv Kochavi stressing that we are prepared to retaliate from air, land, sea. But I just want to also caution any listeners thinking that we are going to war. We're in a state of war. We currently aren't, and we are not going into the Gaza Strip.
Rolien, the fact that Islamic Jihad was the cause of this is one thing. Where does Hamas stand on it, on this issue now?
Well, very important question, because Israel holds Hamas responsible for maintaining calm in the Gaza Strip. But we have heard from a Hamas leader, Ismail Haniyeh, today, who said that we stand alongside with Palestinian Islamic Jihad, and they blamed Israel for the aggression, saying Israel is trying to disrupt unity within the Gaza Strip. On the subject of unity and political negotiations, which are still ongoing here, several meetings have had to be cancelled today because of the security situation. However, all upper echelon leadership are being kept abreast of what is happening.
Unimaginable. I don't think if anybody, you know, I've been through this. I think, Rolene, just from a personal perspective, what's it like?
That's a very, very good question. And here I'm going to get maybe a little bit vulnerable. I'm in Modi'ina. I work in my shelter. And working today, I was disrupted by this tremendous, tremendous drone. And let me tell you, no matter how you are, how well you are prepared, it is absolutely terrifying to hear that siren. It's very, very loud. It's very, very traumatic, followed by the booms of the Iron Dome as it intercepts incoming rockets. Now, I have 90 seconds to run to shelter. And let me tell you something. Those 90 seconds fly by faster than you can imagine. And we have been advised by the very, very well-prepared Homefront Command, you know, to make sure we are close to our shelters, but also to bring animals, to open our shelters to whoever may be nearby and can't get to their own shelter. Let's think just for a second for the people of Sderot and people in the south who have just 15 seconds to get to shelter. Several homes have taken direct hits within the Gaza periphery. Today, there is a picture going around on social media of a house in Netivot, which sustained a direct hit. Let's just stop and think for a second. What can you do in 15 seconds? How can you make split-second decisions for the safety of your families? And imagine the trauma of this ongoing droning of rockets and just this feeling that somebody wants to destroy you. It's absolutely terrifying.
It's quite incredible. I mean, there are places in southern Israel who are so close that the rockets are already going over them. There's no notification. There's no Tzeva Adom. There's no red alert because they are so close. Places like Ibim and, you know, there's no 15-second delay either. I just want to say, Rolene, from station point of view, you have been an absolute an unbelievable trooper today. You know, through your trauma, you put it aside and you just showed up to report on what was happening and the realities of living where you live. And I just want to thank you and say thank you so much.
I've actually got tears in my eyes as you say this. You've actually managed to keep me calm through what has been a very, very difficult day. For those of us who have been through the situation before, we went through it with Amud Anan, also Tsuketan, where the sirens come out of nowhere. We do carry a lot of PTSD. It's something that maybe we don't speak about enough. You know, one of our greatest weapons as Israelis is our resilience, but that resilience also comes with a price, and it is my absolute privilege and honor to have been able to update you through the course of today. And as always, Chai FM has been my wing commander, keeping me sane and helping me make sure that our listeners out there are kept up to date.
Rolene Marks, that is where we leave it. We wish you a safe night. Once again, thank you for bringing us updated news every hour on the hour today. And we'll stay in touch.
Thanks, guys. God bless. And thank you for all your support, your prayers, and your love. Anything.